I was on Twitter early this week trying to increase my social presence as much as I can to do like we can. But, and this dude had mentioned something about, tweeted something about wrestling being homoerotic. He was a dude, I don't know who it was. And I wanted to,
hey, there's no argument against that
shit so bad. I wanted to retweet it so bad because I was like, hell yeah, that's some straight up homo shit.
Yeah, like, I can't argue against that one. I will admit freely, it's like, yes, you were basically, like, there's no way around this. Like, if you strip it all down, no homo. You were watching some oiled up dudes in, like, glorified draws basically roll around fake fighting with each other. You know, and I think we talked about that before.
We touched on it, like, yeah, because, yeah. You know, that's, I think the last time we talked, I believe, we talked about the fact that it was fake as hell, which it is, but we didn't touch on the homoeroticism of wrestling, I don't think.
Well, yeah, man, hey, and while we're on the subject, this dude got fired from WWE, like, a week or two ago, because he was doing all kind of shit. Like, there's this move called the stink face, which is one of the more homoerotic moves in wrestling, where you get a dude down in the corner, and then you put your ass in his face and rub it around. This dude, who is like the trainer, you know what I'm saying, he's supposed to basically teach people how to wrestle and shit. Mm-hmm. He was doing this thing where I think if you wanted to get out of doing stuff for the day, you had to strip butt-ass naked and do a stink face or take one or something. But, you know, that's one of the gayest fucking things I ever heard
of. Yeah, I agree with you. That part is like, hell, undeniably gay. Yeah,
like, it's like, dude, like, you getting jollies off that damn. Like, I question everything about you. And so yeah, like I'm really into wrestling because of, I don't know, like I'm very into creative things and whatnot. So like for me, it's kind of like, it's like real sport without being real. You know what I'm saying? Because like,
doesn't make sense though. No, it can't be real. Fake it.
No, let me cook, bro. If you let me cook, I was going to explain that shit. Yeah. Because, see, where it's real is that I can't fake picking you up and body slamming you. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't fake, like, I could fake, like, punch you or whatever, but certain shit that they be doing is, like, they not faking that. You know, like, just yesterday, I believe, a motherfucker died wrestling. Like, people die doing that shit all the time. That, in and of itself, makes that shit real to me. Like, you could fucking die doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? You kind of miss me with the whole fake thing. Like, the fake part of it is that it's predetermined. You know what I'm saying? That, like, somebody literally planned dude's death when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody literally sat there and was like, okay, do that move to him, and then he died. Like, it's this dude who wrestles for Japan, dude, Japan Pro Wrestling or whatever, named AJ Styles, used to be with TNA. He been breaking motherfuckers' neck with his finisher move, you know what I'm saying, called the Styles Clash. Like, so like I say, like, just how much damage they're doing to their fucking body to entertain me for a few hours a week is fucking crazy. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right. And here's the thing, too. Right, I agree with you. Now, I would never argue the fact that it's not athletic. I mean, there's a lot of athleticism to wrestling. I mean, but as far as the real part, it ain't real because, like you said, the shit is staged. Just like we already, it's predetermined. We know who's going to win. We know who's going to lose. And all the theatrics is basically like a soap opera with muscles. So,
yeah, I was going to admit that, too. That it's like, I don't watch soap operas or I don't watch all of reality shows and shit. And that's the killing part, too. It's like, niggas will talk like grown men are out here watching Love and Hip Hop and fucking, you know, Real Housewives or whoever. You know what I'm saying? And Basketball Wives, and I don't know if that's still a thing. But But, you know what I'm saying? Niggas watching these, air quote, reality shows, and they don't want to come for me and be like, you still watch wrestling? That fake-ass shit? It's like, damn. You watching some contrived shit about a bunch of bitches that get together and go out to eat and sit in clubs with each other, and they fucking can't stand each other. All they do is throw drinks and fight each other and fuck each other's man and shit. And it's all fucking scripted and a motherfucker. So yeah, this is Corbin Macklin, who can be reached at Corbin Macklin on Twitter. I'm chilling with my nigga, the Player Hater, on the Player Hater podcast. Fuck with some real niggas.
So, yeah, let me ask you, because, you know, certain dudes out there have an attraction to virgins because they want to sort of mold them into what they want sexually. So does that have any appeal to a nigga like you at all, or you want like a total freak? Is that what you want?
That's a tough question, man, because it's pros and cons to this shit. I'm finna, like, I don't think this will fuck your head up, but I like to hope that it would. Like, my psychology when it comes to, like, let's throw around the word hoe. Like, think about the most sexually experienced, open, and just out there woman that you've ever been with. And then think about, you know, a woman that you've been with who hasn't really done a lot, or she hasn't done anything. It's like the woman who has all the experience, you know what I'm saying, she is going to tell you no before the fucking virgin would. That don't make sense, do it?
It makes sense to you?
Let me break it down for you. See, the slutty, hoish, you know, been around the world type, she will tell you, you know, like, say you want to put it in her ass, you know, she'll be like, I've done anal, I don't like it. You know, say you tell her, I want to fuck on the beach or at the park or whatever, and she'd be like, been there, done that, not doing it no more. Like, say you was on that ain't no fun if my homies can't have none, you know what I'm saying? And then she tell you, like, yeah, I have done double and triple penetration, been in train shit, and I'm just not doing that no more, I'm retired. You see what I'm saying? Like, women who have lots of experience, it's sort of the same thing as not having kids and then getting with somebody that got kids. The person who has kids can tell you, I got kids, I don't want no more kids. Versus you get with somebody who ain't got kids that want kids, and then y'all be like, hey, let's have some kids. You see what I'm saying? In that same way, like, it's weird, like, if you could get a virgin or a very inexperienced person to fuck with you, they don't know nothing. Like, everything is new to them. Like, the girl who I was describing earlier that, you know, I ate her ass recently, like, I met Shorty, she hadn't had much, you know, sexual experience. She was a virgin and shit. And, like, within the first couple of months of us talking, you know, she thought all of this was disgusting, but she let me do it anyway. She let me eat her on her period, eat her ass, and just all kinds of nastiness. You see what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, when it comes to eating on a period, man, the clit don't bleed. That's all I'm saying. The clit don't bleed.
No, your phone broke up. I didn't even hear you say when it comes to eating on a period. What?
Oh, the clit don't bleed, man.
Okay.
Clit don't bleed. That's all I got to say on that. You know, yeah, like, I know you're judging me right now.
That's all I want you to say, trust me. That's all I want you to say. Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm saying, man, it's like you get you somebody that's young and inexperienced, you can expand their, you know, whatever. Like, you are their fucking experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can almost get them to do any fucking thing. But then, like I said, you get somebody who's done it all, they're more likely to say no if they don't like what you asking them to do, you know what I'm saying? And you could say, like, well, yeah, I'm real persuasive in my game tight, I'm having them all in love and everything. Like, yeah, bitches will still say no to you, though. You know what I'm saying? And at that point,
anything past no is goddamn rape. So yeah, like I say, it's a gift and a curse thing, you know, where, like I say, the most experienced women that I've ever talked to, for whatever reason, they don't be wanting my ass. And it don't make sense, because it's almost like, you know how, like, women who have whole reputations or whatever, they'll go get with the most, you have to only have two bodies in your life to be acceptable ass niggers. And she knows that she had like five bodies last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. It's like people, like, the game is fucked up where people is out here getting with people that don't even really want them like that.
Your point was, right, I'm gonna let you get back to your point, but I just gotta follow up on this shit. So you're saying something that you honestly believe in, because you proclaiming this shit and you advocating this shit for the dudes to just not be shit, because you're saying women in general, is there a certain type of woman who don't like
in general
just like dudes who ain't shit?
Yeah, and let me clarify, ain't shit. I ain't talking about whooping a bitch ass, you know, laying up on her couch, ain't got no job, smoking weed, playing Xbox all day, ain't shit. I'm talking about, you know, he got too many hoes, ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? You a hoe, you for everybody, ain't shit. Because women tell me that shit all the time. Oh, you a hoe, and you got too many hoes. They love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the ones where they fucking hate it, it's like, if you told them and got them to believe for a second that you would leave your hoes for them, they have going. I believe that shit.
In my heart. So, I got another follow-up question. I know I keep cutting you off, but
damn. I know, nigga, I was in the middle of a story that was a story inside of a story.
All right, we're getting finished with your story. I'll hold on to my question. Good.
No, go ahead and ask your question now, man. I'm curious.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I forgot what question I was going to ask you before, but I was going to ask you this a while back. So do you think that you are the way that you are because of your not getting serious with women issue, or do you think you don't get serious with women because of the way that you are?
Another great-ass question. I would say it's the first one, that I've learned over time the way to be, in a way. You know what I'm saying? I had been the lovey-dovey, you know, Drake-ish type motherfucker, the super saccharine on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? It's all like, you know, they not like you, you the only one for me type, you know what I'm saying? Women don't respond well to that, you know? I've had a lot of women tell me that puts pressure on them. And, you know, like, women that you'll tell that you want to be with them and only them and shit, they will fucking encourage you to go talk to other bitches, and in the second that you do, they will get mad because you have now reneged on what you were saying in the first place. And it's like them telling you to get on other bitches to trap, you know what I'm saying? So I reverse engineered that shit, because honestly, this goes back to 2013. 2013 was the last time that I was really trying to be, you know what I'm saying, that guy. You know, when I say trying to be, I just mean, you know, it came natural, but, you know, it just wasn't working, you know what I'm saying? And I just always thought to myself, like, man, it's always like the nigga, they got like six baby mamas, you know what I'm saying, like eight kids and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like the player type. And I'm going to do something very fucked up for all this profanity and, you know, everything I'm doing. And I'm going to quote the Bible. And I'm going to say that it's a fucking spiritual-ass principle. He who has much, much is given. He who has little, the little he has is taken. If you ain't got no hoes, it's hard to get hoes. When you got hoes, it's like I said, I created a fucking harem. And it's like, bitches be like, oh, I can't deal, you know, I'm selfish. Like, they be telling me all the time, I'm selfish, I don't want to share, and I don't want to be one of many, and, you know, they say all these different things and shit.
It's like, I don't sweat it. Because, like, you know, one will leave, and I get, like, three numbers, like, that day. You know what I'm saying? And, by the way, this is all just on Twitter. Like, he ain't even talking about, like, just walking down the fucking street. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just goddamn internet interaction shit. And that makes it even easier because, you know, it's like, you know what social proofing is?
Nah, I have no idea.
Social proofing is basically the concept that, you know, if people, they see you demonstrating a high value to other people or them or just like in society, like, you think about like a ballin' ass nigger. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that just look real flashy. You know, he got a nice car and house and everything, wear nice clothes and everything. Women are usually attracted to that guy. You know? And if you're the guy that walks in with a t-shirt with holes in it and some old sweatpants, beat up Chuck Taylors, you don't really have a chance against that other guy. You know what I'm saying? In that same way, social proofing is like I said, when you ain't got no hoes, they not attracted to that, you know, because they're prone to think, yo, don't nobody else want this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Why should I want this motherfucker? And that's something else too, where I be losing, is that I tend to like things about women that they don't like about themselves. And my experience has taught me that is not wisdom. However, I'm fucking dumb. So, like, I'm not going to always do what's wise and shit. And then I'm going to tell you, too, that part of my ancient psychology and strategy is that, like I told you earlier, I used to be different in the sense that I was trying to be like that. Well, let me stop saying trying to be. I was or am just a really nice, complimentary sort of guy and whatnot. And I learned from friend zoning, you know, like when you get rejected a lot and you get put in the friend zone, unless you're fucking retarded, you know, that shit could make you a monster like it did for me. I learned so many great lessons from the friend zone, man. Like, one of my favorites to tell people is, as a man, you want to be the man that she talks about more than you want to be the man that she talks to. Because being in the friend zone is being the man that she talks to. You know what I'm saying? And she's usually going to talk about the nigga she actually likes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just be sitting back. Like, if you're smart, you're sitting back taking notes. And I was taking notes and just peeping game like, yo, her boyfriend ain't telling her she's beautiful all the fucking time. Her boyfriend don't talk to her every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? For hours every fucking day. Why am I being that motherfucker? Like, I'm being a fucking fucker. You know? And then bitches be trying to argue this shit with me on Twitter. Like, bitches who I'll be observing don't be keeping their relationships going that long. You know? Like, I hate to say that shit. Like, I didn't just admit that a long relationship for me is like 6 months. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about, like, chicks that I just be watching them bounce from dude to dude to dude to dude, be talking all this like, no, I want to talk to you all the time. It's like, bitch, it ain't even that much shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once you get past, so here's what I did all day, here's some random shit I thought about, and here's how I'm feeling. After that, nigga, what you got to talk about? Nothing. Like, you know, I hate going out or just kicking it with motherfuckers and they start bringing up celebrities and shit. That's the number one thing I fucking hate about Twitter. Like, if you ask me, Corbin, what would you change about Twitter? It would be illegal for motherfuckers to talk about celebrities back then. You know what I'm saying? I would go that fucking far and extreme with the shit.
Because, what?
Like, if Kanye West or Kim Kardashian or Beyonce or Rihanna or Drake or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Certain people can't fart or cough without Twitter discussing that shit all fucking day. Like, I know you don't really be on Twitter, so this might not even be something relevant to you. But there's this rapper named Tyga, which is a really fucking gay-ass rapper name. You know what I'm saying? Tyga. Like, T-Y-G-A.
Right.
Terrible. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker is, like, 25, fucking one of them Kardashian bitches is, like, 17. And I bullshit you not, my nigga. I would get on Twitter, like, I'm talking about, you know, like, you wake up in the morning, be like, yo, shout out to all my hoes, you know, shout out to all the big booty bitches, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm starting my pimping for the day, and then I'm looking at the timeline, and the whole fucking timeline is like, yeah, this statutory rapist ass, pedophile ass, and I'm just sitting there like, again? Like, they did something else? Like, y'all didn't get done talking about that shit yesterday? You know, like, Amber Rose is another one, man. Like, I just get tired of motherfuckers talking about you. Like, hey, post a picture and shut the fuck up. You are right.
Seriously, as long as you can live with yourself, that's really all that matters. We already determined that you gonna be by yourself for the rest of your fucking life anyway.
No, we have not determined that.
Oh, like, my God, correct. You're right, brother. You're right. I psychoanalyzing your ass. Yeah, that was my. You're right. That was my determination. Right.
Nah, hey, my mom agrees with you, though. Like, my mom told a room full of people once, like, no bullshit. She was like, man, God bless the woman that puts up with him. And I was like, damn, mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, tell me how you really feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, my old mom out here, like, yo, God bless the woman that get trapped by your ass.
Damn, trapped by your ass.
Yeah, like, she ain't say that shit, but that's how I took it. It's like, you know, like, God, you know, your mama's supposed to say, like, oh, yeah, you deserve you a good, clean Christian woman or something. She's just like, man, I'm going to be praying for that motherfucker. Like, shit. Like, man, that's how you know I ain't shit. It's like my mom praying for whoever ended up with my ass.
Yeah, I mean, even more so if your mom know you ain't shit, I don't think that you're shit. Yeah. Yeah.
But see, again, man, see, I'm not shit in positive ways.
Well, again, it's a perception thing. It's like, you perceive that shit to be positive, you know, and that's cool. But other people may not perceive that shit to be positive. Like, what's positive about what you do?
I empower and uplift these hoes, brother.
Cause you a nice dude? Why? Cause you sweet to the woman while you fuck him and spit on him? I mean, like, what makes
you... like, I could quote my slave one. She told me, like, this is one of the nicest compliments I've ever received in my life.
Okay.
She told me that she legit believes that, you know, I'm here to make her a better person.
Oh.
She didn't. Yeah, she didn't expound on that shit, and she didn't have to say the shit, you know? Like, I don't believe she was just saying that shit just to be saying that shit. Like, I got all kind of exes and shit that would tell you. Like, the one who I'll keep bringing up, I eat her ass, and, like, we still fuck with each other and shit. She literally broke up with me by telling me, like, she told me a bunch of shit. It was weird, but she was like, she didn't used to think she was beautiful until she met me. Like, she used to think she was ugly. Fucking crazy. Like, hey, man, I'll be uplifting these hoes, man. Hey, you know what? That's fucked up. Like, hey, some people serve purpose, man. And, like, I got a number of exes that, like, they married the next nigga they talked to, or, like, they got pregnant by the next motherfucker they talk to and shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm like a stepladder to flourishing for bitches. Like one day I will be the prize at the top of the ladder. One day,
right,
to overcome down in my heart.
Huh?
Yeah, man. Like one day it's all gonna pay off, because I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, ain't shit. Yeah, like I don't remember the specifics of it. I just remember that he was giving me some grief about like he wanted me to go to the store with my mom or something like that. And I was basically like, you know, she grown. You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, yeah, man. He was like, basically, he was like, you ain't shit. In a nutshell, like, I ain't shit.
Another boost in the day. You got your granddad said you ain't shit. Your mom said you ain't shit.
You know, but I'm just like, man, you just like, chill out, man. Like, she had went to the store and shit, came back, you know. I'm like, there she go right there, man. She good. You know, he was just like, no, man, blah, 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 blah. And he had a heart attack and died, like, less than 12 hours after that.
Wow. How'd you feel about that?
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, man, because I'm not shit. I don't feel much. It's just one of those things. Like, I don't beat myself up over it. Like, oh no, my granddad never knew that I loved him. And, like, I told him that I hope he dies and burns in hell. You know, it wasn't no dramatic shit like that. It was just, you know, the last time we talked, we had a disagreement. It wasn't, like, heated. It was just, you know, we disagreed. They thought I wasn't shit. I was like, well, you know, way to believe in a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And in a way, again, one of the most fucked up things you're going to hear on your podcast was like, my grandfather's death was actually the death of one of my greatest haters / detractors. Like, my granddad was that sort of motherfucker that, you know, I love him, you know what I'm saying, but he was kind of a ball buster, you know, like, he liked to find out, or not find out, if he knew what to say that you wouldn't like, you know, like, he knew. It's like how they say all the time, like, you know, it's the people that's closest to you that know how to hurt you, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would pick at me with shit that he knew was, like, super effective, you know what I'm saying? And that's fucked up shit. It's like, I ain't shit, you know, but if I do that to people, you know, I make it clear, because, you know, you hear my devilish laughter and giggling and shit. You know, I make it clear, like, hey, I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? He would deadpan the shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you sitting there like, what the fuck is serious? You know what I'm saying? So then you take it all personal and shit. And it's like, now I'm looking back on the shit like he did. And it's like, now I fucking understand. You know, like, I remember my dad, who I don't really fuck with, who probably also thinks I ain't shit, by the way. I remember his favorite thing to say about my granddad was he was always cracking jokes. He never really knew he was joking. He would be like, was that a joke? Is it serious? I don't know. So, like I say, it was like he had this way of just being like, like, you know, if you broke and self-conscious about being broke, he would just tell you a broke bum-ass nigga or something. And then when you get offended, he'd be like, man, I can't say nothing. It's like, hell no, you can't say that shit, nigga. You know, like, shit, nigga, I'm trying to find a job, motherfucker. You out here talking shit. Fuck you. But, yeah, like I said, man, I don't look back on that shit to be like, you know, we, like, that nigga was born in 1936, man. It's natural that we didn't really relate to each other. You know what I'm saying? 36 and 84 is a big-ass generational gap. You know, like, I'm sitting here telling him you know, like, yo, what the fuck am I voting for, man? These motherfuckers ain't doing shit that I want them to do anyway. Like, I'm voting for this nigga because he said he would do this. The nigga get in office, he do whatever the fuck he want to do. Fuck am I voting for? Because people died for it. People marched and fought and died. He was from that generation that literally had to march and fight and die to fucking vote. Like, I could not tell that nigga, like, oh, fuck vote and fuck you. You know, like, he was like, hey, you young whippersnapper, don't know nothing. I marched with Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? He was one of those. So,
now, with shit like that, though, the shit like that, I won't say ask if it influences you, because I already know it doesn't, but, like, how do you feel about that shit? Because, you know, old people are good for that shit. They tell you, like, how you should be appreciative and all this other bullshit because we fought for it. I'm like, good. If I was there during that time, I would have probably done the same shit if I wasn't playing Xbox back in the 30s, but, or whatever they had back then. But, I mean,
shit like that doesn't happen to anybody like me.
Yeah, I mean, shit like that doesn't have an effect on anybody like me. It's like, I don't have an appreciation for that shit, at least not at the moment. I'm like, yeah, I understand what you're trying to tell me, old man, and I appreciate the fact that you did what you did, but I ain't one of the motherfuckers that you can say that shit to, and I'd be like, oh shit, you right. I'd be like, man, shut the fuck up, in my mind at least.
Right. And that's what I did. In my mind, I was like, alright, shut the fuck up, still not going to the bowling place. You're not finna fucking make me. You know what I'm saying?
And even saying that, though, you know what I'm thinking? And even saying that, it's like, I don't know whether to have an appreciation on some level for people who actually accept that information and heed that shit, or if I should think that they're weak. I really don't know how to accept that shit.
I would tell you without equivocation that they some weak-ass motherfuckers, man, because, like, something that I thought about, and, you know, I much prefer talking about ratchetness and ignorance, but a major thing that has transpired since we last spoke with the whole Ferguson thing, which, again, we could, like, nigga, you could cut off everything we talked about before now, and that's a podcast, and we could talk about the Ferguson shit, and that's a whole other fucking podcast, goddamn.